Exporting blue-collar American jobs abroad to places like Mexico, which pay lower salaries, has been going on for a while. But in the last few years, the computer industry has begun doing the same thing with skilled labor. Computer programmers in India work for about half the salary as their American counterparts. That bothered John Carson. He's the CEO of a fundraising website for nonprofit organizations in Boston called Seamarket. He needed to hire programmers, but he also wanted to keep the jobs in the U.S. So Carson came up with a solution, and he joins us now. Hello.
Hello, Madeline. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So your company needed to hire some high-tech workers, and you were approached by a firm that helps American companies hire labor in India. And what did they say to you?
Their proposition to us was that they could access a turnkey team of developers on fairly short notice, and that they would provide a set of systems and procedures and processes which would enable a small organization like ourselves to access an offshore labor pool, which I had previously thought was something that only large companies would be able to do.
And so that seems a very attractive proposition. Why didn't you go for it?
You know, it's not all in the plus column. The problems traditionally come up in the area of communications, which in the software business is important because a lot of things get discussed over the water cooler. And I furthermore found that a number of companies had gone offshore, and we're a startup, and a lot of the venture firms now are starting to kind of push folks to go in this direction. And some of my fellow CEO colleagues had told me that they had actually had bad outcomes.
And so what did you decide to do?
We decided that given that we live in Boston, and you can't live in Boston and not know at least a couple of unemployed developers and high-tech workers, why not take a chance and flip for $500, not much of a chance at all, really, and put an ad in the Boston Globe's Help Wanted website and essentially list the job for the same rate that we were being quoted in India, which was roughly around a $40,000 annual kind of wage.
Compared to an American wage of?
Compared to my full-time developers who are starting at $80,000 right now. So it was about half. But we got a ton of resumes that came in, you know, literally within hours. And I think that the other kind of variable that has to be kind of mentioned here is that these were all very qualified people. And what really kind of, as I became deeper into this issue, I became more aware of just the amount of talent that is out there.
Well, are you taking advantage of their desperation? You've got these high qualified workers who can't get a job, and you're basically offering them half the salary that they're worth.
I would tell you that 4 months later, I've hired half those developers as full-time and doubled their wage. We brought in four of those contract workers, and two of them are working full-time at the $80,000, and one's actually at $100,000. And I consider that money well spent.
Do you think other companies will follow your lead?
The question of whether people are going to do it is going to come down to what they determine the trade-offs to be. It breaks both ways, and as an entrepreneur, we're ultimately paid to manage risk. And so I'm not sure the risk is worth it for those of us who don't get a second and third chance to get into the batter's box, such as the nature of a startup.
John Carson is the CEO of a company called Seamarket. It's a fundraising website for nonprofit organizations. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.